7.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, this week, ladies and gentlemen, Chris and I are welcoming our good friend and fellow traveler, Don Ecker. Of course, he does the Dark Matters radio show. And every so often, he comes along to the Paracast to talk shop and answer some of your questions. As a matter of fact, later on, we have a bunch of questions in our forum at forum.theparacast.com under the question bank. So, Don Ecker, going to ask to start. What have you been up to lately?
I had some technical glitches last week. Suddenly, out of the blue, my monitor on my broadcast computer died on me, and it's kind of hard to do a show without a monitor, so I had to replace that. But other than that, we've been rolling right along, enjoying the beautiful weather out here in sunny Southern California, and just trying to keep our heads above water, Gene.
The biggest problem of all. There's a story that came out in CNN this week, kind of revisits old ground, about this FBI memo from, what, 1950, talking about three crashed UFOs? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Hotel memo, sure. Well, depending upon who you talk to, this memo has actually been around for a long time. To be quite honest, I was very surprised when CNN suddenly grabbed this thing and ran with it, because I have been aware, and I'm sure you've been aware of this thing going back at least 20 years. But it's an FBI agent operative that was talking about a story he was told that allegedly involved three recovered flying saucers. Now, back in that time period, from 1947 through 52, the UFO topic was on front pages across the country. This was not a subject that media shunned. There were some surprisingly exciting and important cases that were ongoing then that, in fact, were reported. Probably the most well-known was the Washington, D.C. District of Columbia overflights that took place in the end of July and beginning of August 1952. But at any rate, this memo was talking about these stories, was sent back to J. Edgar Hoover, who, of course, was at that time the director and head of the FBI, and then it just kind of washed away like so many of these things do. But this memo had been recovered. Initially, when it came out years ago, it created a minor splash, and people talked about it. Then once again, the thing just kind of disappeared. Well, recently, it made the news again. And I was kind of surprised about it. But there are so many new people that are continuously discovering the field of unidentified flying objects that these kind of things really are the kind of things that get them excited. What I've always suggested to anybody that is becoming involved in this research is to go back and do some academic study on the field to find out exactly what in the world has been going on for years. Because the information, there is a ton of information that you can educate yourself about this subject, Gene.
Of course, when we look at these old documents, anytime something like this comes out, MJ-12 rears its ugly head.
Yeah.
All about that. And of course, recently when we had Grant Cameron on the show, we were talking about all these documents. And his feeling is they were put out there, a mixture of fact and fiction, I guess, to serve the purpose of disinformation, although I wondered, in a case like that, why release anything at all? If you don't want people to know something, don't talk about it.
Well, it can be any number of reasons. For example, back when Vicky, my wife Vicky, and I were publishing UFO magazine, it was her very strong feeling and contention that, especially among the intelligence agencies, they loved the UFO field because oftentimes these stories, like MJ-12, would be floated. It would be a study in how these documents surfaced among various groups and peoples in the UFO research community and what they might do with them. Now, in some of these cases, it was suspected, and later, depending upon who you believe, confirmed that some of these stories were also, in that time frame, being used to try to smoke out foreign intelligence agents. Because especially after 1988, when the reporter down in Las Vegas, Nevada, George Knapp from KLAS-TV, Channel 8 down there.
He's a friend of the show. We know him, yes.
Sure. Knapp broke the story on Area 51 and originally on an alleged insider that was only identified by the name Dennis. Later, in another series of reports, he came out with his full name, Robert Lazar. This was an area, the Area 51 site, where the Central Intelligence Agency and the United States Air Force, going back to the early to mid-1950s, was developing advanced avionics out there, among other things. So, it was suspected that, especially with stories like this, that the foreign intelligence services, and at that time it would primarily have been the KGB, the Soviet Union's KGB, what those guys might be up to, who those guys might be talking to, and whether some of those guys might have actually infiltrated UFO movements. So it's not a stretch to think that American intelligence would have been keeping a very close eye on that.
Now, you also wonder here in the early days, what portion of UFO sightings were actually some sort of secret test aircraft?
Well, the CIA, as we all know, came out a number of years ago and quote-unquote admitted that they had utilized the UFO topic in order to cover up some of these advanced avionics that they were working with, like the U-2, the SR-71, the A-12, and other aircraft. Now, depending upon the time frame and depending upon the sightings that were being reported back in those days by people like airline pilots and police officers and so forth, it would be quite a stretch to take some of those well-documented sightings and then be able to stick them to the testing of the U-2 or the SR-71. Now, for example, the U-2 would travel up to 70,000 feet. The SR-71 would go up, and I think it's still classified, but at least close to 100,000 feet above the surface of the planet. Now, that would be quite a stretch to use that to make an explanation of a sighting, for example, that an airline pilot might have reported when something was trailing his aircraft or right off of his wing, some unexplained bogey. So I always looked at those CIA admissions with somewhat of a jaundiced eye.
Yeah, how can you believe anything that comes from the CIA? And you wonder, of course, about certain rogue agents out there that we don't want to name.
You mean like Richard Doty?
You know, great insane minds think alike. You know, I still would love to have Richard Doty come on the show. I've asked him a few times.
Yeah, we've gotten close, but no cigar.
Really close. I think we were almost at the point of scheduling an episode with Richard Doty. And then he started getting completely wacky about, well, what kind of questions are you going to ask me? And I have to think, this guy's a former intelligence agent. He should be a pretty smart guy. He should be able to answer any question without an excuse. We get no excuses from Don Ecker of the Dark Matters Radio Show. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You know, neighbors, meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, problem solve, and even develop creative solutions. But you know, if your team is spread out in all sorts of different locations, you know, coming together can be an impossible task. That is, of course, unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You know, it's the powerful, simple way to meet and collaborate online. And of course, when I try to get together with Chris and our guests for the show, you can see that we have to meet online because we can't get together. We're too far away. That's why we use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST at GoToMeeting.com. GoToMeeting. You see, meeting is believing.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As you see, I love interviewing Don Ecker because all I have to do is push the button and say, okay, Don, go. I just sit back, I relax, I enjoy. And that makes it all the more fun.
That's what my wife always tells me. She just drops a quarter in, you know, and I'm off.
Okay, well, today, of course, Don, you know, was feeling a little bit light in the cash department. We gave him 50 cents.
Yes, sir. 50 cents. Now, let's tell everybody why I got invited on the show today, Gene.
This was fun. Okay, now understand when April Fool's Day comes about. Wacky things happen. Now, but the point is, the best April Fool's joke is the one that sounds like the truth. I mean, you could do it two ways. One, you just say something totally outrageous. So outrageous that nobody in his right mind would believe it. Or you take an item, look at the history, add a little bit of fabrication, and you come up with a little plot that one of your friends pulled on us.
Well, one of my asshole listeners, am I allowed to say that?
I think you just did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one of my listeners from DNR and a listener on the Paracast, goes by the name on the Paracast of Ryan, put a thing in there that the other day on April Fool's Day that I was sick, and I sent him a note saying that I was canceling Dark Matters Radio after the end of this week. Of course, this was purely out of the blue. I didn't know anything about it, and suddenly I get a message from Gene. Gene says, Don, how would you like to come on the Paracast and do a retrospective? And I'm thinking, didn't I just do that in December? So I wrote back, and I said, sure, Gene, I'd love to. And then I went up to the Paracast, and I see this note, and suddenly it becomes clear. Because as we all know, you know, I've got a cop's mind. I can put together two and two and come up with six occasionally. So there it was.
And by the way, the listener is a really nice guy. He is a loyal listener of your show. He's a loyal listener of the Paracast. He suggests guests from time to time, like he's a friend of Dr. Roger Lear, who was on the Paracast just last week. I mean, really good, loyal listener, and therefore he knew how to phrase this April Fool's hoax to be just perfect.
Yeah,
sensible and logical.
I was thinking, oh my goodness, what's going on with this? And it just totally, you know, it totally went right over my head that it was April Fool's Day until I saw I saw the response to it, and I thought, oh, man, that was a good one. You had me going. I was thinking I was going to give you a call and say, Don, what's up, you know?
And I thought, you know what? We're always glad to have Don on the show. There's no need to worry about what he's doing with his other show. It is, we want to have somebody who's knowledgeable, smart, a lot of information to present, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm happy to have him on anyway.
Oh, my God, was I getting buttered up there. What's next?
I don't know. Well, you paid me for this, I have to tell you. You know, I got a dollar and a half to say this.
Well, I'll tell you, I was noticing in the question bank on the Paracast that when you and I put that thing up that I was going to be on, suddenly the floodgates opened. Yes. I was thinking, good Lord.
Yeah, I can't wait to ask a couple of these, boy.
Oh, Chris could be champing it a bit. You know, it's the kind of thing here when you get certain guests and you get so many questions that you don't have to do any work. You just sit back and ask the questions. For example, one of our loyal listeners who's been on the show, by the way, Gogs Mackay, he asked what? A group of eight questions.
Right.
That I think have you kind of recounting your entire life for the last 42 years or something like that. But I got to ask you one thing which may be a sour issue, but we have to ask it here. You guys, of course, sold off UFO Magazine to Bill Burns. Now, that magazine hasn't appeared in a year. So are they out of business?
That's a great question. Now, let me... You know, I am who I am. I'm not known for calling a spade a damn shovel very often, but I have been known to do that. So going back to 2005, when Vicki and I were still, we still owned half the magazine, the Burns kind of basically decided they were going to take over the whole thing. And this was right around the time of the Katrina hurricane down in New Orleans and the southern part of the United States. And we were having a meeting that day about the magazine. We were going over some articles and things like that. We were on a deadline. Now, when Vicki and I were sole publishers of UFO Magazine, that was one thing that was... not only an ironclad rule, but an absolutely stainless steel rule. And that rule was that you do not miss a deadline, come hell or high water. It was important for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was getting it off to the printers, getting it out to the delivery trucks. I mean, once the magazine was published, and then subsequently out to the subscribers and the bookstores and places that carried the magazine. Well, for whatever reason, at that time, the deadline, and I'm going now strictly from memory, the deadline was missed. So we were down there having this meeting. Now, there's something else I've got to say. And I've never made a secret of this. I have always been, if I'm asked a question, I've always been as honest as I can be. Although I have tried to never bring this aspect of myself into the UFO arena. Politically, I am very conservative, okay? I'm very liberal when it comes to the rights and the amendments to the Constitution that were put in place to guarantee the liberties to American citizens, and that was the reason they were put in there. But conservatively, speaking about overseas and what have you, I've always had a very conservative outlook. Now, like I said, I did not and have not tried to ever bring my beliefs into the UFO arena. However, I was that day blindsided. I was castigated during that meeting by Bill's wife, Nancy, because of the hurricane. And I mean, the lady came completely unglued on me.
Because of a hurricane? What does that have to do with anything?
Because she felt that that Bush, who was president then, wasn't acting quickly enough. Now, yeah.
What does that have to do with UFOs and UFO magazine?
It made no sense. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Sure.
It made absolutely no sense. Now, I was supposed to go to a doctor's appointment after the meeting, and I mean, this devolved into an absolute screaming, shouting match. And pretty much effectively at that point, I said, the hell with most of it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, before our sponsors say the same thing, we have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris here in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com. The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice
Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we're talking about a critical meeting here that Don and Vicki Ecker had with Bill and Nancy Burns, where pretty much the partnership was ended right then and there on UFO Magazine, right?
Well, Vicki was still on board. I still, after that, submitted a couple of articles. But the things that I had been doing, I just was pretty much finished with it. And officially...
All because of an argument over a hurricane?
Well, it was pretty much. From that point forward, there were hard feelings all the way around. I said things that I probably should not have said, but, you know, I felt at the time that I was justified. That was pretty much the end of it as far as my involvement with the Burns went. Now, Vicki left officially around November or December of 2006, and I wrote my document, my 20 years in the UFO fog, that was put out around January of 2007. So, from that point forward, I was officially done with the magazine and what have you. Now, I have not kept close tabs on anything, but of course, one of the things that I've heard about, and I've had people contact me about what has happened to the magazine. Now, I have not personally been in touch with either the Burnses, but I have done, after I was contacted, I did do some research on what had happened. Apparently, about a year or so ago, Nancy Burns, who saw herself as... the ace editor, who was doing a hell of a lot better job than my wife had done. As a matter of fact, that was one thing that she said to Vicki that I got to tell you just absolutely scalded me when I heard that. But she decided to quit publishing the magazine for a while because she was writing a book. Now, during this period of time, people were still sending in money for subscriptions and what have you, and then were contacting, from what I understand, to find out what had happened to the publication, and were not being contacted back. So recently, it's my understanding that Nancy Burns came out with a public announcement that they were starting once again to publish the magazine, and a lot of it would be now in electronic form. So it remains to be seen if that happens or not. However, I will say this, that much of the magazine dropped away from what Vicki and I did, which were reporting on cases, on incidents, on personalities, on book reviews, those kind of things that we were known for doing when we were publishing the magazine, and now is mostly taken up with columns by various people around the field, some which I might add we would not have entertained back when we were publishing the magazine. But, hey, it's no longer under our purview, so good luck with it.
And we have to see what's going to happen, because this announcement about some kind of digital version of UFO Magazine went up several weeks ago. There's been no update.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it's hard to do a print magazine, so...
Well, look...
The real world, print magazines are dying.
Here's the thing about doing a print publication. They are very expensive. Things like ink, things like paper,
sure.
Things like are you having a glossy cover, something else, the various types of fonts that you use. Making sure, which this was a problem a few years ago when the magazine was still being published, that you proofread the publication before it goes to the printer. There were a lot of oops that showed up in the magazine there for quite a while. A story continued on page XXX, you know, and then you have to hunt and peck for the rest of the story in the magazine. Those kind of things. It takes time and expertise to, you know, to really, really pull something like that off. And then the payoff is often very, very low. Things like you may have two or three magazines out before you get any payback for, you know, the first magazine you sent out, and already here's magazine number three. And all the meantime, you still have to keep paying for the printing. You have to keep paying for the deliveries. So it's a tough game.
Well, I know I've been there, so I know how difficult it is. As many publishers are learning, it's better not to have a print magazine anymore. Doesn't make sense. So that's a good move. We have to see what happens with it.
That's why so many publications today are dying. I mean, they're just disappearing.
Or they have an online version and they're trying to figure out ways to monetize it. Even the New York Times is trying to figure out ways to monetize their presentation. At the same time, what you see in journalism today is cutting back on investigative journalism. So you have people who cover the stories from day to day. When you need this analysis, and we were talking about this before on another interview with my tech show, the Tech Night Owl Live, about doing real journalism, about covering the story, going in-depth about what's really happening, that doesn't happen.
No, you can see that. You can see that all across the board. And there's something else. And it's especially very prevalent with the current administration in the White House, especially with the White House press briefings. It's known as access journalism. If you, in fact, have a propensity to ask questions, hard-edged questions about things that you perceive is happening. And, for example, the administration now is cutting off access to journalists. The Benghazi affair is one perfect example that has not been addressed by the administration to the public.
But I think there's also a lot of political posturing there, and I just don't want to get into it.
No.
We'll get into an argument.
What I'm saying is that you have access journalism, okay, when that's perceived what is happening, then you lose the investigative process. It's also very apparent in the UFO field. For example, one person in particular, Dr. Stephen Greer, okay, recently went out and gathered up close to $250,000 to do a movie, okay? And everybody initially thought that we're donating to this movie, that this thing was going to be in the theaters and what have you. Suddenly, the movie is done, all that money is collected, and it's only selective showings around people's homes and those types, you know, those types of venues where the public is not going to get a chance, probably, to see this. So that's a case also of access journalism. Back when Vicki and I were doing UFO Magazine, do you think for 1 second, and I can tell you it would have never happened, that if we would have tried to get in touch with Greer to sit down and interview him about something like this, that he would do it? He wouldn't, because we would ask him hard-edged questions. That's what we did.
I'll tell you what, he was on the PowerCast a couple of times, and the second time we asked him not so much a hard-edged question, but a medium-edged question, and he became real, real uppity, real fast.
Well, the same thing with Stephen Bassett, okay? When you and David Biedney were trying to get him to talk about why he, in fact, had some of these very, shall we say, loose personalities connected with a disclosure project, and he felt it was not his job to vet these people prior to taking the things like the press briefing.
You know, he actually yelled on the air. I think that's the only time that happened. We had another guest who hung up on us, but in this particular case, he was yelling at us as a result. Don Ecker can yell at people, too, when they deserve it. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
As you see, our friend Don Ecker of Dark Matters Radio suffers no prisoners. He tells you what he thinks, whether you like it or not. I mean, that even included our friend the late Jim Moseley, where he had a few things to say about Jim that we enjoy hearing, but it was also, you know, respective of the fact that he and Jim were not exactly close friends when Jim was alive. But, you know, that's how things go. All right. And the other problem is with things like that is far too many people in the UFO field, when they get a person like a Stephen Greer on their show, they're afraid to question him. They're intimidated by it, so they ask very simple questions or have the guest give them questions. A certain radio show you know about does that. Give them questions, they read the questions, and that's the interview. That's not an interview, that's what? A report card? Not even a report card. It's not even an interview, it's like doing show and tell or something.
A puff piece.
Well, I'll give you an example. Now, just very recently, George Knapp, who is an excellent reporter from KLAS-TV, and he also hosts occasionally on the Coast to Coast radio show, which, of course, was originally put together by radio legend Art Bell. Now, George just had Mr. Robert Bigelow on the program. Now, I would have loved to have had an opportunity to interview Bigelow. As a matter of fact, I had the president of CyberStation USA contact Bigelow's people for the opportunity to interview Bob Bigelow on Dark Matters Radio. And he worked on it for several months trying to get Bigelow to sit down and agree to that. Of course, they wouldn't. Now, why? Well, for that very fact, because, you know, when I do a show, it's kind of like when I did a criminal investigation. I went where the clues took me. And there are a hell of a lot of people out there that just will not sit still for something like that. So, you know, it's a tough racket, whether you're publishing and trying to sit down and dig the real hard facts out, or you're doing a radio interview and trying to dig the real hard facts out. A lot of times these guys will just try to slip away, and I've always had a problem with that.
Well, the thing is, a guest like that is going to want to control the message. It's like you bring a corporate executive on there. You bring, like, a Tim Cook from Apple. And he's been interviewed by several elements in the media. In each case, you know that Apple worked with the particular network in question to fine-tune the message.
Yeah. Well, that's, once again, that's kind of like access journalism. If you ask the hard questions...
You don't get the access, the guests don't come on. I mean, I listen to cable TV news from the three major networks, CNN, Fox, MSNBC. Regardless of your political affiliations, conservative, liberal, whatever, you know that when they get that famous guest, presidential candidates, even the president, Congress, Senate, whatever, they let them just go on. They ask a few skeptical questions. But you just know if they really just stopped and said, stop with the political talking points, let's discuss the issues, that guest would up and leave, and no other guest like that would ever come on.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, unfortunately, where the media has fallen down on their sword for these guys, and they've just absolutely lost any objectivity. The Fourth Estate is now, you know, below pond scum, as far as I'm concerned, and the majority of them are about as worthless as tits on a boar hog.
Okay. I'll
go
with
that. How
do
you really feel about the state of journalism today, Don?
That pretty much said it, I believe.
Do you remember journalism? I don't know if we see much of that practice anymore.
Yeah.
It's like
their
copy machines. Start your copy machines. And it's so unfortunate. You see, if enough stations, enough networks went out there and asked the hard questions, and then when the guest says they're not going to come on anymore, broadcast that fact. Say, okay, Congressman such and such, Senator such and such, they're afraid to come on here. They're afraid to answer the questions. Pretty soon they'd have to do it.
Well, the problem is these guys and women have forgotten that they are working for you and me. They are our employees. And I think that under our system, at least the way it is today, we've got to make them aware of that. And somehow it's gotten turned topsy-turvy. The same thing with the UFO and paranormal topics, you know. These guys are operating with our tax money. It's our money, and believe me, we are being bled white right now in tax dollars that are being taken. And by God, I want to know what they are doing with my money. Now, take the...
But they're not working for you. They're working for the corporate donor.
Yeah. Have you noticed? Take the example of UFOs. Now, we have been told, Gene and Chris, for all the years that we've been involved with this topic, that UFOs do not represent a threat to national security. Okay, that's great. They don't represent a threat. Then what in the hell are you hiding? Okay, because it's obvious to anybody with at least a half an ounce of gray matter between their ears that something is being hidden and is being concealed. But it's not one of those things that is going to come to the surface anytime soon.
Don, we got so many questions asked in the forum at the question bank at forum.thepowercast.com from our listeners. I think we should kind of open up to some of those questions right now, and we'll get back to asking other things. Chris, you want to get started?
Sure. Spooky Mulder, you know, you were talking about in 2007, Don, about your decision to publicly leave the field of ufology. He wants to know if it's not too sensitive of an issue. Could you talk about that decision to get out of the field, and what has brought you back?
Well, I think I just said why I ended up getting out of the field. Getting back into the field, okay, now this is something that I have explained time and time again. I do not consider myself back in the fray, per se. I do my radio show, and this is, of course, one of the topics that we cover quite frequently, and I've always been very consistent in stating that I have never lost my interest or my curiosity about the topic. But as to getting out there and getting back up to my elbows, for example, in dead cows, or going to an area where there was a recent sighting, landing traces. I haven't done that. I've basically, since I physically left the field, mostly what I've done is talk about it.
So basically you talk, but you don't act.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty accurate.
All right, fair enough. No one's going to force you to do that because there's so many things about the UFO field that are toxic. You understand why people want to give it up, why people want to get back to a regular life, but there's something about it that just drags you back in, and you and I both know it.
Well, you know, doing the radio show is actually quite a bit different than being out there in the field. But, you see, one thing that I have over many people that today see themselves as broadcasting with podcasts and what have you is the years that I put into the subject where I've been in the field. I've talked to the people. I have been examining cases. I have interviewed people of note and then reported on what I found. So, you know, I guess at the risk of sounding like I'm a little full of myself, I guess I've been around this block a few times, and often I'm able to discover what the pitfalls are ahead of time.
And sometimes you still fall into the trap.
Well, we all do. We're human.
Yes, despite the warning signs. We look at things, we fall into the trap, we make the same mistakes over and over again. Even if they say doing the same thing over and over again and thinking it will bring a different result, well, that means you're insane. Well, I guess most of us are insane. We have Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.